All right, very good. Thank you all for waiting. We have overcome the technical difficulties in theory. We are now going to start this Heilige thing, whatever this thing may be called. And I want to share with you guys a couple of ideas about, let's call it Judaism. And maybe even, okay, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm not, for those of you who came for Corona, sorry. I mean, I guess I'll just start with one thing just because it's the Inyana Dioma, just which is interesting. I certainly don't understand why. I don't know the extent of how this thing works and about the disease. Very good, Yisrael Meir, by the way. I don't really fully understand it, but I was talking with someone today, and apparently one of the major setbacks is people really need to use the bathroom because there's a crazy amount of people that are buying toilet paper now. Although someone sent me a message that if you need 400 rolls of toilet paper for a two-week quarantine, you probably should have seen a doctor well before Corona. In any event, let's get right into the topic. So a couple of years back, and by a couple of years back, I mean, probably this goes more than 10 years ago, my wife and I were walking with one of our kids. We were in the old city of Yerushalayim, Yer HaKodesh. And my daughter started to say, Mashiach. She started to go like, it's Mashiach. My wife and I were both like, what do you mean Mashiach? What are you talking about? And she goes, Mashiach, Mashiach. I said, why do you keep saying Mashiach? And she goes, don't you hear? And I say, hear what? And then I stopped to listen, and I still didn't know what she was talking about. She says, don't you hear the shofar? There's a shofar. And it wasn't like around Rosh Hashanah time. It was like in the middle of the year, but by the Koisel Maravis, or the Kotel, by the Koitel. And when she said to me, oh, wow, it's Mashiach, I said to her, no, it's not Mashiach. It's just some meshugana by the Kosel that's blowing the shofar. And the moment that I said that, as soon as I said that, I thought to myself, oy vey, why did I just say that? Because what's going to happen, Mirtz Hashem, Bayom Ahu, we're going to find, there's going to be that great day, Mashiach's going to come, and I'm going to go to my daughter, and I'm like, Mashiach, Mashiach, the shofar. She's like, nah, it's just some meshugana blowing the shofar by the Kotel. Thinking about how crazy it is. You know, we talk about the concept of Mashiach. At least we sing about it. Another one of my kids came home from school one day, and they were singing. They were singing over and over the idea, Mashiach, Mashiach, Mashiach. So I stopped. I stopped my kid, and I said, what's Mashiach? And my kid goes, I don't know. Oh, yeah. And I thought how crazy it is that we talk about the concept, and you know, and every time something happens in the world, we say, and this is it, you know, it's coming, this is the sign, and Corona is Gematria 358, which is Gematria Mashiach, and COVID-19 is Gematria 358, which is Mashiach, Adoresh, drop the shin, put in a lamed, and you're good to go. Mispar katan imakolel. And everyone says like, and this is it, and this is it. So I can't tell you. I have absolutely no idea. This is it. This is not it. I don't know. I do know one thing that we do say, we have, you know, one of the animamins, many of you know and have sang it many a time. And I gave a talk a couple of days ago, and there will be a lot of the things that we spoke about a couple of days ago for those who are with us from a couple of days ago, which I doubt most of you are, maybe some of you, you will hear some repeat over here. We sang together. We sang, and we go and we say, even though we're awaiting im kozeh, we're getting excited and we want it. I'm not going to go into the concept first of all. Is it really true? Is it really true? We really want it. Do we really want Mashiach? You know, the unfortunate reality is a lot of people say, I'd rather not have it. Rather not have it, you know, because things are really good. Things are going okay. Things are going nicely. So why would I even want it in the first place? But I would tell you the following concept. I would tell you that, yeah, we have to get to a level of wanting it. But the question is, what is it? What is wanting it? So I actually asked a couple of people today. I went around polling a couple of people, asking them about Mashiach. Do you want Mashiach? Now, when you ask that I go around, what about Corona? The answer is you're right. I virtually ran around. I was on the phone with a few people. I asked some people, family members, whatever. All right. So we came to ask, like, do you want Mashiach? And I'm not going to call this person out, but I actually just got off the phone with someone recently, which I don't think he's on the call now, but if he is, it's good to hear. And I asked him, say, can I ask you a personal question? He said, sure. I said, do you want Mashiach? And he said to me, do I want Mashiach? I said, that's a great question. It sounds so similar to mine. Do you want Mashiach? So he said, do I want Mashiach? Like, do I want Mashiach now? I said, sure, whatever you say. He said, yeah, yes. I said, why? Why do you want Mashiach? He said, why do I want Mashiach? In order to increase, quote, Shemaim in the world. That's why I want Mashiach. I said, okay, with all due respect, dare I ask? And I open up, I think you all have a chat. I don't know if you do or not. I don't know how this thing was set up, but you may. If you have a chat out there, if you have the ability to write something, maybe it's only panelists. I don't know the rules of this thing. Just write something. Okay, we got Yup. We got a Yup over there. Oh, wow. Merm Chuck, woo-hoo. Yes, but okay. Okay, slow down there. I'm going to ask you a question, and I want you to answer the following question. Chumos, good. We'll give you a little shout-out for Chumos. Paul, I don't know what that means exactly. But here's the question. The question is, write to me what month is your birthday in? Ready and go. What month is your birthday in? Go. December, April, Av, Iyar, Chesed, Adar, Nisan, Shaya, February, March. Okay, good. So what's amazing is that everyone's trying to beat the other person. So it's like, oh, someone wrote Sivan in Hebrew. Very good. Chinese calendar. Aser, Gehenim. Yeah, anyway. But it was like, no, he didn't mean your Gregorian. He meant your Yiddish birthday. It says, no, I meant whatever came to mind. But when I asked, why do you want Mashiach? The response was like, why do I want Mashiach? Let me think about it. No, you see, there's an immediate answer when I ask, when's your birthday? It's an immediate right away. You got it right away. And now I go and ask, tell me, why do you want Mashiach? Should it not be as quick as our birthday? You understand? It should not be as quick. We're supposed to think about it. Is this something which we go at and we're constantly thinking about that? It should be coming. I'm waiting for you. Like the well-known story. You all know the story. You know, and a speaker goes, you know the story. And then they tell it and you're like, no, I actually didn't know that story. I'm sorry, never knew it. But I'm going to tell you the story that many of you probably do know. Excuse me, I have a little corona cough. Okay, now. Let's talk about the story here. The story is that, okay, good. Kale over there, good. People want Mashiach, but they don't know why. Someone's randomly saying hello to someone else to be closer to Hashem, to live with the Shechina. JT's birthday is coming up. Story like the famous Rambam, no one ever heard of. Very good. Okay, so I'm going to try. I don't know if I'm going to have to get through this or read all the comments, but we're doing okay because I want to meet the Lubavitcher Rebbe. Okay, good. To get rid of Corona. Okay, I'm stopping with this right now. I'm going to have to block some of these comments, but here's the deal. I'm not looking at the chat anymore, so I'll tell you when I look again. Okay, I lied. I just looked. I looked again. I couldn't help myself. Where was I before? Oh, yeah. In immediate response. The story of the Chofetz Chaim. Yeah, the story of the Chofetz Chaim. Avi! We got to sing together again. Hope you're feeling better. Hope your head's okay. The story of the Chofetz Chaim is, and you see my eyes are closed, so I can't read the comments over there. But here's the story. Blocking that part of the screen. No, I'm closing it. The story is as follows. Close. No, what did I do? close the wrong thing. Okay, the main part of the story is the Chavetz Chaim was in his home one day and he heard his wife. Now, I know there's going to be 400 people who read a comment now. That's not how the story goes. I heard it differently. My Rebbe said, it wasn't the Chavetz Chaim. It was somebody else. And anyway, so what happened is that the Chavetz Chaim was, his wife was standing outside. And then his wife went ahead and said, he's coming, he's coming. So Chavetz Chaim's like, he's coming? What? Oh my God. And he quickly ran in the other room and he put on his... his clothing that he had sitting there for Mashiach when Mashiach comes, because he had an outfit that was ready for it. And then when he went out to go greet Mashiach, he's like, he's here, he's coming, Mashiach is coming. What ended up happening though is then his son came, and his son who he hasn't seen in a long time all of a sudden popped out, and he goes and he says to him. He walks over, he's like, hey, you know, Tati, my king, Waterbury, T4, father, I played. And he goes, his son popped over to him, and he's like, hey, Dad, I'm here. And he goes, and he sees him, he's like, oh, well, you'll excuse me, you got to get out of the way, because Mashiach is here, Mashiach is coming. He's like, Mashiach? And his wife goes, Mashiach? And he goes, and says, yeah. He goes, no, I meant that, like, our son is here. Are we excited like that? Are we thinking about that? We sing about it. Right? We sing. We hold arms, and now we hold digital hands, and I think the avapi anima. And someone's like, "You picked the wrong key," right? But at the end of the day, do we really want it? And if we really do want it, so why do we want it? And if we can't answer why we want it right away, maybe we're missing something over here. Maybe we're missing. We're missing. I mean, ultimately, we said it. And yes, it's true that we don't want to have any more, you know, as they say, stop with the fighting, stop with the hating. Right? We want to get rid of all the bad things that are happening and all that stuff. But at the same time, stop and ask yourself, like, why do we want it? And ultimately, my friends, ultimately, come to understand, the ultimate reason why we want anything to do with Yiddishkeit, the ultimate reason, yes, you're right, people don't know what's going to happen. But the one thing that we do know is this will bring Kvod Shamayim. This is for sure the ultimate concept. The world is meant to come to such a level. We're meant to get to such a level. The question is whether we're willing to go ahead and get to that level or not. Are we willing to go ahead and get to, do we understand what it is? What is the purpose? Why do we want it? So many people say, I don't want to be in pain anymore because we don't want to have death anymore. Or because, right. I don't disagree with what you're saying over there, MB. But understand the concept of that we don't know, it's unknown and what's going to be. But we know one thing. This is one of the main tenets of Yiddishkeit. We know that that's the reality. We understand that. That's what the Mesorah we have in Yiddishkeit, Klal Yisrael, is we want Mashiach, and we want Mashiach now. Hey, this is what we want. Ultimately, we want this concept. However, maybe we didn't stop and think why. And it's not only in reference to the idea of Mashiach. It's pretty much every mitzvah we do. Yeah, I said mitzvah, and I could have just pretended like that was part of like an issue with the technical part, but it's not. I actually said mitzvah. Every mitzvah that we do, we go ahead and we have to understand something. When we go ahead and we are involved with these ideas of every mitzvah, why do we do the mitzvahs altogether? What's the reason? What's the reason doing anything? Ultimately, my friends, the bottom line is we are trying to connect to the Ribbono Shel Olam and the highest level that we're able to do. You saw the Chassidus, the Shorash HaAvoda, she's Boiv, Yisrael, and Tetz, Kol Odom HaChavos HaBalaomo. And it could be I'm quoting the wrong chapter here. But the Mesil Shisham writes that what is the ultimate purpose of a year? We're trying to get Kirvas Elokim. We're trying to bring Kvod Shamayim in the highest of levels. Every time we do a mitzvah. And here's a crazy thing. And this is where things, up until now, this was, so to speak, I wouldn't call it new material, but new material from this week. Like, I haven't spoken about this week. But one thing I will say to you that is going to go back a little bit to something which is amazing. There's a mashal that, hang on a second. Was it that said it? Hold the fort. I'm looking at my notes. Stalling, stalling. Okay, one of you will fill me in who it is. It's probably like a Dubna Maggid, whoever it is exactly. A great sage who said that what is the end of days going to be like? What's it going to be like in the end of days? The end of days is going to be like There's going to be a rope. And everyone's going to be, very good, very good. Muscle of the king. Everyone's going to be holding on to this rope. What's up, Baruch? What's up, BK? Everyone's going to be holding on to this rope. And at the end of days, they're going to shake the rope. They're going to shake the rope. The rope is going to be taken and shaken. It's fine. Come on here. Come on. Brachos. Come on. Brachos. Come on. Brachos. No. Shabbos. All right. Shabbos is good. Mesach. But not for now. The Hashem is going to go and shake the rope. And whoever holds on to this rope are the ones that are going to make it. They're going to make it to Mashiach. They're going to make it to see Giloy Shechina. Whoever holds on to that rope. It's basically a weeding process. Relax for all those under the age of 30. It's basically a process where they are going to weed out. I mean, for some of you, it's a vaping process. It's something which basically goes ahead and come to recognize the idea. Okay, this is not okay. It basically goes ahead, and I don't know how to delete you, but we got to delete you. That was strange. At the end of the day, we have to go ahead. If anyone here is on here as like a host that knows how to get rid of that, please do. That's not okay. It's a weeding process where what it's doing is it's taking out the process. Hold on a second. Hang on a second. Hold on. Hold the fort. We got to do something now. Unfortunately. Yeah, okay, someone else has to do it because I can't concentrate how to do it. Yeah, I got to be able to do it. But whoever just did that, Rahman, please help yourself. At the end of the day, we can have fun, but you got to be, this is Nishkin, not okay. What we find at the end of the day is that it's a weeding process where it's going to take a person and it's going to take a person out of mute modifications. Okay, listen. I don't want to say your name aloud. You know who you are. If you're having a hard time being bored, you're welcome to leave. You don't have to be here. It's okay. Everyone else is welcome to stay. And if you leave, we have 421 participants. We'll hit 420 and it'll be what you want. Okay. So we have, shut down all the comments. Whoever knows how to use this thing, tell me how to do it and I'll do it. Allow attendees to chat with no one. How's that? Someone try to type something for a second. 3, 2, 1, and chat is off. Okay, good. So what happens is a weeding process. I'm sorry that had to happen, my friends. I've never actually seen that occur ever. It was a little bit strange. So what we have is that at the end of the day, it's a weeding process, and you have to hold on to that rope. You got to hold on to the rope. That rope is going to be there. It's going to be shaking. You have to hold on to the rope. And at the end of the day, whoever is holding on is going to make it to the end, to the finish line. What is that process? That process is basically to see who really wants this. Who wants this in a real way? Who wants this in a way where they really are in this to win it? They're in it to win it. And they're trying to actually go ahead and connect on the highest of levels. If a person goes ahead and they really, really want such a thing, so they'll hold on. I can't tell you that right now, this whole craziness that people are speaking about, like, this is Ikfas of the Mashiach, this is the time it's happening, and there's nothing to talk about, this is it. Maybe yes, maybe no. I can't tell you. I could tell you one thing. It's a well-known Chassam Sofer, and I say well-known once again. I mean, I know it, and you probably, or at least some of you, have probably heard it as well. And the Chassam Sofer goes and speaks out that there is going to be, I'm sorry, that in every generation, there is a Mashiach. Right now, right here, in this generation, right now, Mashiach is here already. It's not like when Mashiach gets here, Mashiach is here already. Mashiach is already here. However, it's not time. Mashiach is not, it's not time for him to be revealed. Which means to say that every generation has the ability to have Mashiach. You know, it's a wild concept that we know very well, we hear about by Tisha B'Av time, that any generation that Mashiach, that the Beis HaMikdash wasn't rebuilt, is as if you destroyed, as if that generation destroyed it. Right? So I mean, see, we don't have the Beis HaMikdash today, it's because we ourselves are the ones who actually destroyed it. The question is, really? Rav Kiva Eiger, the Vilna Gaon, the Chofetz Chaim, I mean, go through all the Tanoim, the Amoraim, the Savaroim, the Gaonim. I mean, you say, they came along and they, I mean, we have to go further on. The Achronim, the Ralchal, let's go earlier. The Mechaber, the Alshich, the Ariya Kadosh. I say, we're saying, these people came along and they destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. I hope I'm right with what I'm saying. I believe the answer is, no, but the generation did. Collectively, as a generation, we didn't do what we had to be doing. But these people, they built the Beis HaMikdash. They were just in a door that wasn't roy for it. But they built the Beis HaMikdash. These people, they wanted Mashiach. They yearned for Mashiach. They were waiting for it, and they understood, Kvot Shamayim, let's be marbe Kvot Shamayim in the world. That's what they wanted. They wanted to bring more honor to Hashem's name in this world. So if they wanted to bring honor to Hashem's name in this world, of course they wanted Mashiach and they wanted the Beis HaMikdash. But unfortunately, we're in Zocha because as a whole, Dor Shekulu Zakai, Dor Shekulu Chayav, Amei V'Nyavin, stuck in a door that was cool, was neither Kulo. I mean, Moch Hashem and the Kulo Chayav, but the Zakai. Oy, Ribono Shelam, Oilam, Sheloilam. Come to recognize the idea that this is a scary concept. Which team are we on? Are we on Team Chafetz Chaim? Team Chaber, Team Ramah, Team Ari, Team Alshich, Team Rav Chaim Vital? Are we in Team Gra? Just went forward and, you know, Team Rav Salanter, Team Rav Avadi Yosef, Rav Yashuv, Rav Moshe Feinstein, or I don't want to say who the other team is, or are we on the team, whoever is not on that team, and they're not yearning for it, and they're not yearning for Kvod Shamayim. And how do you know? You know with the other mitzvahs, we know with an overall behavior, which unfortunately maybe sometimes, I'm not going to say when and where, we get to see certain behavior which doesn't fit the category of Kvod Shamayim. For the honor of the Ribono Shel Olam, even though we don't understand, we don't get it. Ultimately, it's going to be a Tanug Amiti. We have Tanug in this world, and the Tanug Amiti is going to be with the Ribono Shel Olam, the ultimate Dvekas. But to come and recognize the fact that, wow, do we want it as badly as we sing about it? You know, we go out and people go out and we sing and we get into it, and it's like, nay, nay, nay. Do we want it as badly as we sing that? Is it something which is real to us? You understand? The Rambam says a person doesn't believe in the Yud Gimel Ikrim, who's not into the Yud Gimel. Okay, question, even the Rambam wrote to the Yud Gimel Ikrim they have at the back of the Siddur, but at least we know the Rambam writes. And Perish of Mishnayis, at the kind of base, I think, in Chilek, or, which team are we on? Are we on team, we want it now, or are we on team, but we don't actually go ahead and build ourselves to such a level? This, my friends, is serious business. And here we are in the cusp, and we're being thrown into a major test right now. This is serious. That's what's happening. This is something which I said to one of my kids. I was like, this is crazy what you guys are experiencing right now. About this whole craziness of the whole world. You know, a lot of times in life, there's like things that I've experienced when I was younger, and like now you get to go and experience also. You know, this is like, I never experienced this idea before. I never experienced a worldwide lockdown. I mean, for some, there's some that are not doing it or whatever. I'm apolitical over here. Okay, it's amazing. And they said to me, well, why should we ever have had this before? This is horrible. I was like, you're right. It is horrible. It really is crazy. It's unbelievable. And I must throw out over there, daven. Rabbi said, we have to be davening. This is nothing to talk about. We have to be davening. This is a serious time for tefillah. You know, Blair and I, you know, my kids, they split up to Tehillim amongst their classmates and whatever. And, and they say we have to be davening for the Chole Yisrael and for the whole Welt. This is a crazy matzav which is happening. Make sure that we're davening over here. But okay, let me try to bring myself back to this understanding over here. Are we living our lives in a daily way which we're really trying to connect to the Ribono Shel? Are we living our lives in a way that we're trying to connect to Hashem? Or are we just kind of like going through the motions? So now you take a look and you see we're being put to a serious test. And the question is right now about this test, whether or not we're going to go ahead and we're going to pass this test. This is scary. We might only have a very small window as per whether or not we're going to be able to pass it. Now, what do I mean by that? This is certainly a serious test of Amuna. I was thinking about somebody said to me something which triggered a thought. Hold on. I want to write something before I forget what I wanted to tell you. Oh, yeah. Hold on. We are now being attacked by something which we can't see. We can't even see it at all. We don't even know to look. I mean, now, okay, microscopic, you can take a look and see such a thing. It really was reminiscent to me of the Yetzer Hara. You can't see it, but you could see the impact of it. You could see the impact of what the Yetzer Hara does. And by the way, those who want to see some craziness of spirits and whatnot, and unbelievable, like not normal things, those who learned brachos, known davav, that you could see some crazy stuff in this world. You know, all you got to do is take a cat, firstborn of the cat, take its placenta, burn it, put it in your eye, and you'll be good to go. I mean, you'll go nuts, you'll go insane, but you'll be good to go. You can actually see certain things that maybe we're not able to see right now. But by the naked eye, it's not discernible by the naked eye. You can't see it. And that's the Yetzer Hara, it's not discernible by the naked eye. We don't see it. But it's out to get us. It's out to get us in a serious way. Okay, now let me go back to what I mean by we have a very short time period to be able to now grab on and hold on to this rope or make sure that we use this opportunity to really develop and build our emunah. Why do I say that? I hope I'm right that it's a short amount of time. And the reason what I mean by I hope I'm right is Be'ezi Hashem is Baruch, with Hashem's help, we know the refuah always comes before the makkah. The Baruch Hashem always sets up before for the makkah, which means the antidote, the cure, for this terrible thing which is happening right now, exists in the world right now. It exists. It is here. We don't have it yet, but it exists. There are some that are working on it, and that's why I say to you, you have a very short window. I was speaking, I forgot to send regards. I was speaking with the Halia Rabbi Shmuel Wiener, just a regards to all you Sender's people out there. And I know you'd write chat on this, but what can I say? We lost it, unfortunately. You see the koach of one person. Ah, so beautiful. But understand that he sends his deepest love and regards. I was talking with Rabbi Wiener about this concept, how, yeah, when the medicine comes out, unfortunately what ends up happening is everyone goes, oh yeah, we have the medicine, everything's good. We have the medicine, everything's good. Now hold on. The Gemara in Brochas tells a story about the Hila as a king who did three things that he was praised for and three things that he was not praised for. And one of them that he did is that he hid the Sefer Refuah, whatever that means. Machlokas Rishonim. But Rambam goes off in this like crazy. But Lefi Pashtus of Rashi, at least Pashtus Lefi Anias Daiti, is he hid the Sefer Refuah. There was a book that we once had. I think this is Chizki, if I'm not mistaken. There was a book that we once had that had the cure for every disease. Had the cure for every disease. And he hid the book of Sefer Refuah. Why'd he hid the book? Why'd he hid the book? Technical difficulty said that. What I meant is, why'd he hide the book? The reason why he hid the book, is because people started, instead of getting the message that Ribono Shel Olam is sending through a sickness and doing tshuva and getting closer to the Ribono Shel Olam, all they did was take medicine. Simon Reish Lamed. I believe it's Sif Hey, but it might not be. You're probably not going to check. But now one of you will. Now one of you will. And now that one won't. But now someone else will. Okay, you'll check it out. Simon Reish Lamed says, when a person goes and takes medicine, they're supposed to say a little paragraph. Say, Ribono Shel Olam, you are the one who makes the medicine work. Baruch Rofei Cholam, you're the one. You're the one who takes care of it. Understand this. It's amazing. You're the one who takes care of it. Hashem, I trust in you. I trust in you and only you. You're the only one that goes ahead and it takes care of everything. Wow. So why did he get rid of it? He got rid of the book because people stopped saying, Hashem, you're it. And they just started taking the medicine. Baruch Hashem, we have medicine. We know there's a, we have a heter. We have a heter and even a chiyuv. I mean, it depends what level you're on or what level you understand. To go to doctors when a person needs to go to a doctor. It's very chashuv. If you go to doctors, we need to go to a doctor. However, never think for a second that it's the doctor that's doing it. Never think for a second that it's the medicine that's doing it. The Ribbono Shel Olam does everything. And if Hashem wants, and this, just a little shout out to my main man, Yosef Tzvi. You know who you are. To know. We're learning Chovos HaLevavos. Nothing in this world is anything without the Ribbono Shel Olam. Nothing. Nothing is without the Ribbono Shel Olam. Nothing without the Ribbono Shel Olam. Everything is Hashem. So even when we take a medicine to come and recognize it, it's not the medicine. It's Hashem gave whatever koach to the medicine, to whatever, and if Hashem wants it, won't work, and if he wants it, will work. It's all the Ribbono Shel Olam. So Chizkiyah, if I'm mistaken, I hope I'm not making a mistake here, but comes along and says, I got to get rid of this because people are missing the point. Here we are in a matzav. When have we had an opportunity like this to be able to connect kol kulo to the Ribbono Shel Olam and say, Ein lonu amili ishain. I believe the Ribbono Shel Olam is a kol yachol. I believe Hashem is the only one that could do anything ever. And no one else can do anything. There's always a backup plan. There's our rich uncle, or there's our sibling that's a doctor, or there's who knows what. But here we have the opportunity of a lifetime where we don't have the cure. Yet we have the cure. This is the reason it's happening. I can't tell you that. I can't tell you that. I mean, I could. I couldn't tell you I'm right. But I could say that this is an opportunity to hold on to that rope and really, really put our emuna into a level of bitachon. Emuna, my friends, as the Chazon Ish so beautifully puts it, is the level of theory. Teóricamente, as we say in Espanol. And I say we, I mean those who speak it Spanish. So therefore, probably not me, but those who speak it. That's the what's known as the theory. The theory is the concept of emuna. Emuna is theory. Then we have bitachon. Bitachon is practice. It's to put into practice. It's to believe that Hashem can do anything. That's good. But then to come to realize in a flick of a finger, Hashem can change everything. Boom, and it's changed. And then you know what I say? Boom, and then the lights out. And then boom. Again, I say get the boom. Ah, what? Everybody say boom. Yeah, what? I was talking about boom. To realize the fact that Hashem runs the world in the highest of ways, I had to switch so you shouldn't see the light switch. Now you see it. Now you notice it. It's come to realize this is it. Hopefully, it's a very small window for us to be able to grab on. I mean, everyone should grab on. But hopefully, we have the cure. We have the antidote. We have the vaccine. Beis Hashem Bekarov. And the Ribbono Shel Olam Yeshua Hashem Keharifayin. Do we believe that? And we know one of the questions that we're going to be asked upstairs, the Gemara says in Shabbos on page Lamed Aleph. Ooh, Rabbi Wiener, shout out to Rabbi Wiener. Not just Brachos, Shabbos. I mean, not even up to Lamed Aleph. That is Yud Gimel, I think Yud Gimel? Yeah, Yud Gimel. And of Lamed Aleph, from the bottom of the page, the Gemara says towards the bottom, Bishal Shemachnisim Adam Ladin, at a time that a person comes to judgment, they are going to be asked a series of questions. And one of them is, Tzipisa Li Yeshua, did you await? Tzipisa, were you envisioning and waiting? And yearning the Yeshua for the salvation. And most understand that to be Mashiach, and that is a level. There's a level of Mashiach. Did you await for Mashiach? But it means something else also. Tzipisa li Yeshua, did you await the salvation at any circumstance at every time? Kili Shiwa Sacha Kivinu Kolayom Ribbono Shel Olam, for Yeshua, for a salvation. We know that you could do it at any moment. Yeshua Hashem Kerafayin. Hashem can get rid of this as quickly as it came. He could. Does it mean he will? I don't know. I hope so. But right now is our time to shift. Enough automatic. Everybody's driving automatics nowadays. Everybody's driving automatic. And therefore we live our life on autopilot. Stop driving automatics. Start driving manuals. And shift gears. Shift gears from emuna to bitachon. Emuna to bitachon. Where it's not just theory. We not just talk about it, but we live with it. What does that look like? That looks like a life that we look to do as much as we're able to do. And we don't lose hope. And we don't start losing our minds and start thinking, when is this going to happen? And we got to speak to the doctors and we got to speak to them, blah, 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 blah. Yes, we have to do our shtadlis. But to recognize, Ribbono Shel Olam fears the Welt. Hashem runs the world. And if we would recognize that Hashem runs the world, how it would change our day-to-day interactions with people, how it would change the way that we look at this whole matzah that's going on right now, no matter where you're from, how it would change everything. Yibonu Shalom Zalalfin. So let's sing together. Let's sing a song together. You guessed it. For those who are sitting together, please sing together. Ani mami b'emun ha-shelema b'vi asa Moshiach ani mami b'yaf al-pi she'yismame That was a test to see who would stay on. Now we lost the people that let go of the rope. Let's get into the real class. So my friends, understand. This is our opportunity. This is our opportunity to grab hold. This is our opportunity to what happens to go and think about it, and wait and yearn and get up and be excited. And when we say ani ma'amin, that what's going to happen via HaMashiach, that we're not just saying, we're not just an autopilot, we're not just driving an automatic, we're driving a manual. We shifted over the gears from Emunah to Bitachon. And then when it's up happening, some people told the other people, so two people came back. All right, we'll let you back on. But to get to a level, to get to a point where we can actually go ahead and not only sing about it. V, for those who's trying to learn guitar, we'll show you a little bit. V, I found P. Shayings, my man. Yeah, it's pretty sticky. Im goes there. Hakelo. Wow. Anyway, so to come to realize the fact, we got four more people, to come to realize the fact that the Ribono Shel Olam is everything. Take home. The take home is stop driving an automatic. Start driving a manual. Kvod Shemayim. We want Mashiach because the Ribono Shel Olam wants it. And if that's what the Ribono Shel Olam wants, that's what we want. Asei Ritzono Kiritzoncha. Kedish Yaseh Ritzoncha Kiritzono. The Ribono Shel Olam is going to take care of us. And he's going to give us even more than we can even imagine. Anything that Abba Katonti Mekol HaChasadim or Mekol HaEmet, nothing that we do is worth what we get. The Ribono Shel Olam gives us so much more than what we're doing. But at least do whatever we can do. And through this, Be'ez Hashem, maybe if we start being real with this, start being real with this concept, I'm not at a level of Emunah, I'm at a level of Bitachon. I'm not driving automatic, I'm driving a manual. I'm not in theory, I'm in practice. Then what ends up happening is, that becomes contagious also. And everyone already saw the cheesy, corny concepts, but the concept is real. Everyone here has met someone that when you're around them, you want to be better, you want to grow. Be the change that you want to see in the world. I just said that because it's the beginning of the sentence. That's not what I meant. Be the person who other people, when they're around you, they want to be better. And then what happens is you start infecting them with your bitachon. And then they infect someone else with bitachon. And then they infect someone else with bitachon. Until we get to a pandemic level of bitachon that the only one that could save us is the Ribono Shel Olam. And by that moment, we hit Bayom Ahu, we hit Mashiach, we hit Kvod Shemayim, we hit the Beis HaMikdash. B'mehera b'yameinu, amen. That was an awesome little segue to end it. My friends, allow me to share with you that Be'ez Hashem, there's going to be more talks and more ideas, not only on this topic and others as well. I want to give a big shout out to Rabbi Center for setting this up. If anybody has any questions, comments, stories, jokes, attacks, or wants to be informed of other things that are going on from myself, ravgav@gmail.com, ravgav@gmail.com. Yeah, that was a plug, hardcore plug. Brought to you by Taylor. I mean, I don't know if this is a Taylor, Martin. Yeah, it's a Taylor. Be in touch, ravgav@gmail.com. I probably will not get back to you ever. No, I'm just kidding. I will. Bli never. I'm lying. But be in contact. RavGavajima.com. Until next time, my friends, stay safe. Wash your hands. Daven. Even if it's not with a minion, make sure you daven. And perhaps, I said this the other night, I'm going to say it one more time. If we really believe in Kvod Shemayim, and if we really put it into not an automatic, but into driving mode, into manual. I heard this from Rabbi Shlomo Farchi. If you're stuck at home and you have to daven at home, daven at least the length that you would have davened had you been in a shul. Sometimes it's hard. We go a little quicker. Maybe we don't say everything. We don't concentrate as much. Try to daven as much as we can as if the Ribono Shalom were there. Because guess what? The Ribono Shalom is here. Everyone, have a wonderful, 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 wonderful day.